Good morning. It is 9:32, and we have some more special guests here in studio this morning. We have Dory Potter and Deborah Maples here to talk about an event that is coming up to the Coffeyville area here very shortly. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to have you in here, and I'm really curious to know all about the Montgomery County Ladies Connection.
Well, I'll start out and tell you a little bit about it because we are excited. Did I tell you we're excited? Yeah. They used to be here in Independence and in Coffeyville, we had what they called Christian Women's Club. And Christian Women's Club would meet usually monthly and have a luncheon or an evening event or something like this. And it was a great outreach for all the area churches to get together and invite people who don't go to church and things, and who maybe have just not found the church home yet, or maybe had a bad experience or something like that. We have an event that that is always of interest to people. There's always something of interest. We call that our feature. And then we end with a speaker that tells her faith story. And so it's always an encouraging, faithful type thing. And so our events can be very varied. Well, COVID happened, and COVID kind of closed up everything. And so the Coffeyville Christian Women's Club was still going at that point, but after COVID, it stopped. And so there's several of us who are like, we just loved getting together as Christian ladies. We loved being able to invite friends to be able to come and have fellowship with us and to be encouraged in a way that maybe they hadn't been encouraged before or in a long time. And so we're like, maybe we can try and get that going again. So Deborah and I were both kind of visiting, and we're like, let's just do it. Let's just try it.
See what we can come up with.
Exactly. And so we're calling it Montgomery County Ladies Connection, because we do want the whole county to be involved. We want other counties to be involved. Anybody's invited to be able to come to it. And so what we're doing is this next Friday, week from today, we're going to have a luncheon at the Brown Mansion. And Deborah is our contact with the Brown Mansion. So tell us a little bit about how that comes about and how what our vision is for that.
For the vision for next week, I think what we're going to do is we're going to have all the ladies that want to come, and what we'd like to do is have people bring their tableware and create a table. We'll have all the tables set up, and we want you to just bring all your fun dishes and centerpieces, and we'll just see how creative people can be with tableware.
And I will say that we already have almost all our volunteers to do the tables. I think that what we're going to need, but if somebody still wants to do one, they can RSVP and let us know that, because again, we're not sure how many people are coming, so we don't know how many tables, but we've got about 12 people who've already volunteered to set up a table already. So the tables will be, all, like she said, decorated differently, decorated fun. The sunflower, Becky's going to do our catering for us, so we'll have a catered lunch. And so, like I said, we always have kind of a feature. So the Brown Mansion is actually our feature for this event, too. Is it Linda?
Linda Follett.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Linda is going to talk to us just a little bit about the Brown Mansion and give us kind of a little commercial for it, because after the luncheon, then people can take a tour. And it's a discounted tour, $3.50 to go on the tour. So that's a great price to be able to go on the tour and things too. So after the luncheon, do that. But so we'll have our lunch catered by Sunflower, and then we have our speaker who's coming from Nebraska, and her name's Jan Schifferl. And Jan is a singer-songwriter, and so she will sing some songs for us and entertain us a little bit. That'll be part of our feature as well. And then she'll give us her faith story, which is an outstanding story that she's going to share about how Jesus has really touched her life and been important in her family and all too. So she'll share that. Again, this isn't affiliated with any churches. We invite all churches to be involved with it, and we encourage people to go to church. We love church.
We do. This is just another outlet.
Another way for people to invite their friends and come together and be encouraged in the Christian faith too. So that's
well, and this I think gives us an opportunity to maybe meet people I mean, we go to church with people and we love them, but it's kind of gives us an opportunity to meet other people that do go to a different church. Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, so it's real special. If we do need reservations, because we do have it catered and our reservations are due by Monday, because we do need to let Becky at Sunflower know, you know, how many people are coming so that she can do that. And there's several ways that you can RSVP. I will say there is a $10 charge because of the catering, which is a great price for a lunch. I mean, $10 for lunch is a pretty
lunch and a little bit of entertainment.
Exactly. So it's a great price. And it'll be cash or check. So when you come to the door, you know, be ready with either cash or check, too, to pay at the door. We don't have credit cards. So I just want to make sure some people only carry credit cards. So it's like, cash or check, please. Make it easier for us. But what I was going to say is there's several ways you can RSVP. We have a phone number for Kathy Siegel, and she takes those, and hers is 620-870-4334. And I believe you have all this on your community events calendar, too, so people don't have to write this down now. Or they can email Dawn here at the radio station, dawn@kggfradio.com. Or there's actually a text phone number, too, and that's my number to text 918-397-7388 is our text. So there's three different ways that you can RSVP, but we do need to have that by noon Monday so that we can let Becky know our catering numbers, and then we can know how many to set up for and things like that, too. But we encourage you to invite your friends and to make your reservations and come and join us, because it's just going to be, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And then our intentions, you know, we're ahead of this one. Our intentions are to, keep Montgomery County Ladies Connection going. We aren't starting with monthly events just because that might be a little overwhelming for our new little committee to try and do it every month. But our next one we have scheduled for October, and we're going to be up in Independence then for our October event. Mm-hmm. And that is actually October 9th. And our speaker will be coming from Kansas City to speak with us for that event. And then in December, we'll be back in Coffeyville again, and we'll be at the Coffeyville Senior Citizens
Center.
That's what I was trying to think, what they called it, here downtown. And so we'll be there, and that's December 11th. So we've got our our July event, and then our October event, and then our December event, you know, to start out with, and see if we have a good group of people who come, and if we've got some people who'd like to be on the planning committee, just let us know that too and be a part of our group.
Well, that's wonderful. So it sounds like it's going to be a great time, and it's nice to be able to move it around to different communities within the county. And like you said, you don't have, there's no membership or anything dues that you're worried about at this point, right?
That's correct. No, we never have membership
we never
or dues.
Do.
No, you just come and be a part of us when we can. We know people's schedules can be busy. We do have once a month a planning and prayer meeting those will be on a Friday as well. And we've got those scheduled out. July 31st, October 28th, and September 25th. And those will be in different locations as well. And we'll put those again on the community calendar so that you can have that and let people know. And if people have questions for that, they can just talk to any of us. Deborah and I will have the information and some of the other gals. I will say, you know, some people who have already stepped up to do a table, Janet Kessler, of course, she's going to be involved with us, and she's great in the community. Sandy Moore is going to do one. Sonia Sales Engel from Independence is doing a table. Irena Warner, Ruth Arrowsmith, Deborah and I, Kathy Siegel, Karen Wright. She lives in South Coffeyville. She's been real active with our planning for this, too, and she's going to do a table. So we've got a couple of gals from Bartlesville who are coming up to do tables as well, because they can't wait to see the Brown Mansion. They want to come and see it. And I know Karen, she has some gals even coming from Tulsa because they want to just see the Brown Mansion too and how special it is. So it's going to be a fun event. Usually events like this, you know, we might have anywhere from 40 to 100 ladies at it. So, you know, it's we don't know what to plan for since we haven't done it for a while, but we're hoping for a nice group of ladies to come and just enjoy a ladies' luncheon at the Brown Mansion with us and a little bit of Christian inspiration through music and speaker. So
that's
should
wonderful.
Be fun.
You've got a pretty active group in Bartlesville, too, don't you?
We have a real active group in Bartlesville, yeah. We usually have anywhere from 80 to 100 that come to our monthly events. And we, like this, we go around to different locations every month and have a speaker that comes in as well. We also do Bible studies, and the Bible studies meet in different places. We've got one that meets in a senior home, and we've got another that meets in the restaurant downtown, you know, or whatever, and things too. So we've got several Bible studies that go. And the Bible studies, again, are really friendly, easy type Bible studies too. They're not in-depth ones that are difficult, but it's the idea of getting together and studying the Word and being together. So we enjoy that as well. So we hope to be able to reach out and do some of those Bible studies in Montgomery County too, as we get going more with this, because there used to be the Bible studies that went too. In Bartlesville, we also do jail ministry, and we go in the county jail and do Bible studies, and we also do a life lesson for them once a month. And I know I was talking to one of the gals who works at the Montgomery County Jail in Independence, and she was real interested in maybe, you know, getting involved and having something like that happen in Independence too. So, you know, we're just kind of saying, Lord, use us, you know, where you want to lead us. You know, we want to hear your voice and see where we can go with this. And that's kind of where we are right now. So just the beginnings of something special.
Wonderful. Yep. Well, thank you so much for getting the ball rolling on this. Anything else as we wrap up here?
Well, I think, I don't know, did we mention it's 11:45 to 1
okay.
on Friday? I don't know.
Yeah,
if we
I don't
mentioned.
Think we said the time. We just said lunch.
Yep.
But yeah,
11:45.
Yeah. And so Deb, she's going to be setting up actually on Thursday night, you know, and setting the tables and everything at the Brown Mansion. So if anybody wants to help her move some tables and
that
do that, you can help her on Thursday night. Actually, Thursday night in Bartlesville, we have our monthly event, and it's going to be at my house. So I'm going to have 100 ladies at my house on Thursday night, so I can't
so
come
you won't be
and
helping
help,
set up.
Help set up here. But I'll be here early on Friday to help do the final setup and things too, and just really excited about it and looking forward to getting together with a lot of the ladies.
That's right. Wonderful. Yep. Well, and I think the Brown Mansion is going to be open, I think I saw for the 4th of July.
They are, yeah.
So that's a great chance if you have family in town, that sort of thing, and go check out the Brown Mansion as well. So, all right. Well, ladies, we really appreciate you coming on by. So much great momentum here, I think, and hope folks can reach out if they would like to RSVP.
And just call the radio station, because Dawn can help you here. She's involved with it as well. She's one of them that takes the reservations. So if you call here at the station, Dawn will be glad to take your names.
Wonderful. 620-251-3800 on that. So.
Thanks.
All right, ladies, we really appreciate it. And that was Dory Potter and Deborah Maples here at talking about the Montgomery County Ladies Connection. And again, that event is coming up Friday, July 10th at the Brown Mansion, and do an RSVP here by Monday. Back to Open Line here in just moments on the Mighty 690.